Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Good morning. Welcome to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. It's Tuesday. That means Mike Wiggins is in studio with us, and the garden line is open. Sir, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, a little excitement in the air with this temperature change we're going to have.
Yeah, feels good.
Oh, it does feel good, but we're going to hit into the 40s this week, and that's time to get out your mittens.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm not a big winter fan. I'd much prefer the summer weather. Well, we had a rough summer with the heat. We really did. So this will be a pleasant change for a while, no doubt about it. And I'll tell you right now, when it comes to gardening, there are some things we can talk about this morning that we've been talking about them, but now it's time to do them.
Yeah.
Because the weather has cooled off, and for weed killing, for example, we can go ahead and get some of that done, no doubt about it. However, a couple of things. One is dry. It is very, very dry. And I look ahead, I just don't see any rain for the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm wrong. We need it, and we need it now.
There's about a 20% chance today.
Is it 20%? Okay, well, we'll take it. I'll take anything I can get. But what the point is, we need to, even though it's going to be 40 degrees and, we see the fall and the winter, coming around, three times a week on that lawn. Let's just keep the water to it until we get some rain. Then we can maybe back off a bit. But for now, really, don't let everything dry out. I bought a few mums to put it just in a pot by my front door. And I'm telling you, it's when they just dry out so fast.
Mm.
So those things that we have planted for the fall, or many of our container plants, or really some of the spring annuals that are left over, don't neglect irrigation. It is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, we really need to keep our eyes on the tropics. The state of Florida has just taken a huge hit. They really have. And we have luckily avoided all of that. But hurricane season isn't over till the last of November.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the map right now, there are little spots out in the Atlantic and maybe some what-ifs over here. Just keep an eye out on it and just be ready. Be ready. Have that generator ready. Be sure your gas grill's working. You got plenty of propane. You got your hurricane kit. Keep your car gassed up.
Mm-hmm.
All
water.
Those things that we as Pensacolians know to do, because it's not over yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over yet. So that's what we need to pay attention to. So the weather always affects us here on the garden line all the time. And so this is no exception.
Absolutely. If you have questions today, 850-437-1620. We love to answer them.
Exactly. I do want to share, I got an email from a guy we've talked about before. His name is Daniel Leonard.
Mm.
Daniel Leonard is the Calhoun County Extension Director in Agriculture and Horticulture and Natural Resources. He writes these 1 and 2 page articles and sends them out to people along the Gulf Coast. And I love the one he sent. This one got my attention.
Okay.
It came to my email. Centipede for Dummies. Well, that's coming to the right person. I'm glad I got it. Very good. But just a couple of things, and it's really interesting because what Daniel has written are many of the things that we have talked about on the garden line. Centipede grass, of course, is everywhere in the panhandle, everywhere in northwest Florida. It is a native grass. It is a grass that if you are going to sod your lawn, and we'll talk about it in a minute, you've got all the right areas in which to plant centipede.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on a budget, centipede might be for you. It's easy to take care of. It's has a nice color to it, light green, a little lighter green than, say, a St. Augustine. And as I say, it's a native grass. It does not mind. As a matter of fact, it enjoys our acid soil. You know, we always say our soil here has a low pH. It is an acid soil. That's why azaleas and camellias and Bellingraph Garden thrives over there, because our soil is perfect for those plants.
Mm.
And so it's perfect for centipede grass also. But in any event, he had a whole article here about this, and talked one about fertilization. And he goes a little bit more to the extreme than we've done on the garden line before, because centipede really does not need that extreme fertilization. I shouldn't say extreme, the heavier fertilization that St. Augustine and Zoysia needs. Now, Dan will tell you that their lawns and the panhandle, that centipede, they've never had a touch of fertilizer. That looked pretty good. I don't totally agree with that, but I do agree with him 100% that it doesn't take as much nitrogen. Keep in mind, in the spring, late spring is the best time for our Zoysia, St. Augustine, and centipede. We use slow-release nitrogen, maybe a 16%. That's the first number in the fertilizer, like 16.08 or like 15.00. Those first numbers are nitrogen. I do think in the spring, centipede needs a little kick like that.
Mm.
But as we've talked about on the garden line many times, that mid-summer feeding is very important for Zoysia and for St. Augustine, okay? But not necessarily for centipede. Some people use the ironite fertilizer, milorganite, no nitrogen for centipede. And then in the fall, we've all used the lower nitrogen winterizer. So what the point is that centipede really does not need that big summer kick that we give St. Augustine and Zoysia, which it just doesn't need that much nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's it. Also, he also talks about mowing, and this is where we all totally agree. Got to mow it high. He says at least 2.5 inches. I like to go 3.
Mm-hmm.
He walks in his neighborhood. I guess he's in Calhoun County. I'm not exactly sure where that is. He says they'll let their centipede get high, 4 to 5 inches, and then scalp it like it's a golf green.
Mm-hmm.
And he says you've got bare spots everywhere. And finally, in the centipede for dummies that he sent me, he said, watch out to plant centipede in the right place at the right time. The right place is one that, let's put it this way, if you've got a bunch of kids playing soccer in your front yard, centipede may not be for you. If you've got a path that, say, goes to your backyard that you go on it all the time, centipede might not be for you. You might want to put a rock path or pavers or something in there,
mm-hmm.
because centipede does not like that grass to be mushed down, if you will, stomped down.
It's more fragile grass.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, especially if you do it in the wintertime, in the summertime you can get by with it. But in the wintertime, you'll find out it just won't come back into spring. It'll be a big bare spot. So you might want to think about a different variety of grass in there, a zoysia maybe, or, as I say, landscape your way out of it, a little path, plants on either side, that type of thing. So that's the deal. Centipede for dummies. Well, I think that may be an exaggeration, Dan, but there are some things we need to know about the sod that we put in, not mainly because, one, for your other grasses, your St. Augustine and Zoysia, it's going to take a little bit more money to take care of it. You're not going to quite have the insects in centipede. You're not going to have the chinch bugs. You're not going to have the sod webworm like you'd have in St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
Fertilizer is going to be a little bit more because you're going to have that midsummer feeding. So centipede not only costs less if you're going to buy it, but it takes a little less money, if you will, to maintain it. So centipede for dummies, what do you think?
I think it should be a book.
I bet this guy is really great. He sends out some really stuff. We've used him before,
mm-hmm.
as a resource. And I know he printed a lot of stuff down in South Florida, and I think that kind of went by the board. And so But I'm so glad to see him continuing his emails to dummies like me so we can learn from him. Anyway,
yeah.
Some Centipede for Dummies.
Yeah, so you'd talked a little bit about seeding versus sodding. That was one of the topics we were going to cover recently, but kept getting put off because of all the wonderful calls that we've gotten.
I hope we get some more wonderful
calls. Yeah, 850-437-1620.
Love to hear from you. Yeah, before we go there, though, let's do look at this cool weather coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because this, we have talked and talked and talked about broadleaf weed killing, and we said, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it because it's too hot. It's going to dab in the lawn. Well, if we're going to be in the 50s in the day and the at night and 70s in the day, now it's time to do it. But you got to ask yourself, do I really need to do it? In other words, is my yard overrun with weeds and I'm just fed up with it? But keep in mind that a lot of the weeds that are there are annual weeds, which are like a petunia or a tomato plant. They only last one season, you get a good cold snap. Now, we're not going to have that cold snap this week, but we'll get into the 30s, maybe the 20s. And when we do that, it's probably going to knock those weeds back. Not going to get them all, but it's going to knock them back. So you need to ask yourself, do I want to go and spray on my yard? Take, you know, once again, the effort and the money to do that. Well, let's talk about that for just a minute when we get back. And maybe we can get into some seeding and sodding talk.
We'll be back after this.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Ensley and Old Palafox, and in Malina on Highway 29.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace.
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
To where the river flows. To where the river flows.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. The Garden Line is open with Mike Wiggins. Give us a call if you have any questions for him. Before the break, we were talking about weed control.
We were. We'd love to have some calls today. If you get a chance, give us a call with a question or really an observation. How you did this summer with all the heat? How'd you do with all your annuals and maybe your landscaping? We'd love to hear from you, no doubt about it. But we were talking about every show in the last week, or last month, I should say, we've talked about weed killing. What do we do for broadleaf weeds, like dollar weed, Virginia buttonweed, weeds like that. But we said don't do it because it was just too hot. Well, the general rules are that if you have 5 days where temperatures are in the 50s and the low 80s, we're there. I think we're pretty much there. So you can use your post-emergence herbicide, which is means you've got the weed right there and you want to go get it. And, of course, we've talked about the guidelines. If you're going to spray, use your integrated pest management philosophy, whereas you only spray where you need to. You've got a patch of dollar weed over here. Just spray that. You don't need to spray the whole yard or areas where you really don't have a problem. And I always like to recommend, especially for a post-emergence weed killer, to use a pump-up sprayer. You can use a hose attachment sprayer. That's pretty convenient, but that pump-up sprayer is a little bit inconvenient because you've got to mix it, add water, do the arithmetic on how much per gallon and all that stuff. But still, you can really isolate that spray to where you need it. So that pump-up sprayer, to me, is very, very important. But just to kind of repeat ourselves on some of the rules for post-emergence weed control, number one, your soil moisture has got to be adequate. In other words, with the cooler weather, if you've turned off your sprinkler system, you may be experiencing some dry symptoms. You know, of course, that's like St. Augustine, the blades of grass will fold up, or if you walk on the lawn, you kind of see your footprints there. So you may have experienced some dryness in your yard. And if so, water first, and get have your yard well irrigated before you spray the weed killer. That's really important because if a lawn is stressed by drought, the weed killer could still do some damage, even if the temperatures are okay. Obviously, don't mow prior to or after the application. So let's take a dollar weed, for example. The dollar weed needs to be sitting up where you can the spray that you spray on it is there and not having just been mowed down. And you don't want to mow afterwards because you want that spray to stay on that dollar weed to be absorbed to get down into the roots. So don't mow immediately prior to or after the application. That just means it's going to be less herbicide getting on the broadleaf weeds.
How much time should they wait?
Oh, I would wait at least 3 to 4 days.
Mm.
At least 3 to 4 days. And then you can go ahead and mow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that would be a fine amount of time. And, of course, you spray for the weeds when no rain is expected. And the rule of thumb there, of course, is between at least for 24 hours. This is Pensacola. How are you going to do that? Good luck with that. And, of course, always when you're dealing with any herbicide whatsoever, watch out for the wind. Windy days are not the time to get out and spray. Because you can be spraying for that dollar weed, and that wind just wafts over and gets into your azaleas. You're going to have some problems. So don't do that. So anyway, integrated pest management is very important. A couple of the products that you may consider are Trimec, some other weed killers with a 2,4-D ingredient, carfenazone, which is really good for Virginia buttonweed. Some of those post-emergence weed killers are good. And we couldn't have this discussion, really, without talking about the pre-emergence, which, when we've been talking about it on the garden line, it seemed like it was so far off. You know, we're not going to do it till mid-November. Mid-November, it's almost here.
Mm-hmm.
So the pre-emergence, to take care of some of the winter weeds and then carry over into February to spray that again, your pre-emergence, to help those weeds from coming up next year before they germinate. Because if you get out there with a pre-emergence next spring in late April, it's probably too late because those weeds have already emerged. You got to get them really before they emerge. So here we go with post-emergence right now, pre-emergence mid-November, maybe late November, and then follow up to pre-emergence as we go into late February. And then after that, into March, April, you can come back with some post-emergence. Now, if all of that makes sense, I'm glad of it. I'm not totally sure. That's the schedule for weed control. And as I said, we've had a lot of discussion about it. We've talked about it. We've said, cool it. Don't do it. But if you're going to do it, I think we're about there.
All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk and the Garden Line right after this.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. If you have any questions today, the Garden Line is open with Mike Wiggins, and we do have a question on the text line.
Great.
Would a small greenhouse be sufficient to protect potted plants in the winter, or do they still need to be covered to protect during a hard freeze?
Well, if you have a small greenhouse, I think a little portable heater in there will suffice. I think you can keep the temperature regulated that way. I wouldn't think you'd have to cover your plants if you had the little greenhouse. As an aside, these little greenhouses are great because so many people have, hibiscus and mandevillas and bush daisies and things like that, that we know a freezing temperature is going to just get them. It just is. They're tropical plants. But if you can have a little greenhouse, that is absolutely the solution to saving many of those plants. Plus, you can start your tomato plants and pepper plants and all that a little early and really get a leg up on the season. So there, there's so many advantages to that. The only disadvantages, and I think the people down in the Big Bend area, and even down way and down in South Florida, especially, suffered. If they're in the greenhouse business, they suffered from the hurricane. Those greenhouses, you know, a strong, strong tropical wind is going to do some damage. And that has happened here in Pensacola before. But no, I would encourage that if you really, really are a gardener and you want to garden year-round, that little greenhouse is great. And a little portable heater, you're in business. You're absolutely in business. So go get them. I agree. Go get them. I do want to say we're going to take a break in just a minute. But when I come back, I've got a couple of things before we start talking about grass seed and answering your questions and all of that. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about, and you'll be glad to hear this. It's the last time I'm going to talk about them this season. So we can get into that as soon as we get past this break.
Absolutely. Dan is on the line, but we're going to get to him right after the news break.
Absolutely.
So we'll be back with more Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today.
Chris Foster. 3 weeks to Election Day, and the updated Fox News power rankings have seven states up for grabs, including now Michigan, which had been in Vice President Harris's column.
Vice President Harris leads in enough states to net 226 electoral votes. Former President Trump has the advantage in enough states to carry 219 electoral votes, both well short of the 270 needed to claim the White House.
Fox's Jared Halper. New U.S. missile defense system components have started arriving in Israel.
The Washington Post reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told President Biden in a phone call that Israel will strike Iranian military sites instead of oil or nuclear locations. Netanyahu reportedly saying, "We will listen to the opinions of the United States, but we will make our final decisions based on our national interests."
Fox's Matt Finn. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. It is 9:31 right now, and we've got 65 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Make that mostly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Starting to learn more about what led up to a shooting at Chimes Way Park on Sunday.
Yeah, it looks now like there was a two cars involved. One car had been reported to be downtown at a bar, and then they moved to, I guess, Chaser's Lounge up in that area. And when they left that parking lot about a block or so away, another car pulled up to them and just started shooting.
And that is Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. And he tells News Radio that two people were shot. One of them has since died. The other victim remains in the hospital. Simmons says investigators do have a few leads on potential suspects, but they're asking anybody with any additional information to contact them or to call Crime Stoppers. Two Navarre residents have died after a head-on motorcycle crash in Bay County. That happened last Sunday on State Road 20. The Florida Highway Patrol says the Navarre residents, a 46-year-old man and a 52-year-old woman, were headed west on their motorcycle. A truck driven by a Milton man crossed the center line while going around a curve, then crashed into the motorcycle head-on. The riders were thrown from the bike onto the roadway. It's 9:33, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 56 degrees. For Wednesday, nice sunny skies, high near 68. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. Keeping the sunny and beautiful weather around on Thursday, high near 70 degrees, low near 57 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooks. 65 in Pensacola, 64 in Gulf Breeze, 59 in Milton. Our next news at 10. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
October the 16th, 1813, in Pensacola, capital of Spanish West Florida. This is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Today, 1620 is attempting to piece together actions here in Pensacola as Governor Manrique and John Forbes, the head of the Indian Trading Company here, confer with two men who represent British military interests. The visitors' names are, we believe, Captain George Woodbine and Colonel William Nicholas. Our understanding is that Woodbine and Nicholas are here seeking to establish a Spanish willingness to allow British forces to pass through Pensacola in a planned attack upon the United States, moving in from the south. We understand that Captain Woodbine has said that the Spanish should be glad to make this pass-through possible, since recently it was British forces that drove French troops from the Spanish homeland. There also has been a request for horses and the use of slave labor from the owners of the Forbes Company. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. Garden line is open, and we're going to go straight to the phone call. Dan's been holding through the break. Thank you for holding, Dan. Mike is ready to take your question.
Hey, Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. My question is, how do you get rid of this invasive vine called kudzu?
Dan, if you and I could put our head together and figure that one out, we'd be very, very rich. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I think every gardener who has that problem, every municipality who has kudzu in many of their parks and private lands and whatever, have wrestled with that problem. Kudzu, of course, is a woody plant. There are some chemicals out there that might help you, depending on where it is. If it's all in your trees, then using some of these high-powered brush killers, if you will, could do some damage to your good plants. But if you've got it where you can isolate it, I would say a over-the-counter product called a brush killer. Now, a brush killer is what a lot of people have used over the years to clear fence rows, and it is, it'll, for lack of a better word, it'll sterilize the soil. You can't plant plants where you use that stuff because it's so strong. But if you've got kudzu, that's about the only thing I would know that could make any kind of inroads at all is a good brush killer. Just be careful with it. Be very, very careful because it could leach out into your good grass, your flower beds, whatever, wherever you use it. And I'm telling you, if that kudzu is winding up in your trees, you sure don't want to get it into the root structure of those trees. So, other than manual labor, working on cutting that stuff out, I don't really have a good solution for you. I wish I did. It is so invasive. It is so strong. Such a large root system, it's just very hard to control. Let me ask you this, Dan: where is it in your property?
I don't have it on my property, but I've traveled a lot and I see it everywhere now. You know, all through Tennessee and in the sides of the road here. And I was thinking, well, if I do have some, I'd like to know how to prevent it because everything I've read, it seems like nope, you can't get rid of it.
Well, and I think what you're reading is relatively accurate. It is just so difficult to even deal with that stuff. Be very, very thankful that you don't have any of it. And I will say this also, for the normal residential gardener, Kudzu is not really a problem. We don't really have it. You find it in large, natural areas. As you say, Dan, driving along the highway, you look up in the woods, and it's all up in the trees, and that's where you'll find it. You don't normally find it in a backyard garden. So let's all be very thankful for that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you calling me.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah.
What we were going to talk about, EJ, is two things that I am not going to talk about anymore. This is the last time this season I think we need to address this. Number one are our old friends, the sod webworms and the chinch bugs that attack St. Augustine grass. I really believe with our cooler weather, especially with the 40s coming in, that these are not going to be problems anymore. Now, if we should head back into some warmer weather, maybe so. But I think we probably can tell them goodbye. Keep in mind, the sod webworms, there's evidence of those if you have the little dingy little gray moths flying over your yard, about knee-high. They lay the eggs. Sod webworms come out. But the thing about sod webworms is they're very, very tropical. Any kind of cool weather is going to kind of subdue them, if you will, if not take care of them. So I think we probably won't get into sod webworms and chinch bugs much anymore. And I'm sure our listening audience is saying, good. Let's talk about something more fun than sod webworms.
All right. Well, we can talk about something else because we do have a caller on the line.
Oh, good. What we got?
Nathan, go ahead with your question.
Hey, yes, Mike. Call in pretty frequently when I hear you, and I got another question for you now on the lawn. I've got zoysia grass.
Yes.
About two and a half months ago, it was hotter weather, and I have a lawn treatment company that came out and did their normal every 2 month treatment.
Right.
And I started noticing brown spots right after the treatment came through. I mentioned it to the guy the next time he came out, and he said, "Oh yeah, that's because of the heat." But then it happened again when he treated the grass, and there was more spots that came through. So I asked the owner to come out, and he explained to me it was called dollar spots in the zoysia grass, and he said that he thinks that the pH is low. Would that be an accurate statement then?
I haven't seen it, so it's hard for me to say. However, yes, dollar spot is a fungus. It's very similar to that brown patch fungus that we talk about in St. Augustine all the time. And it can get into zoysia. And that being the case, I would think that it would need to be treated with a fungicide. And I'm sure the guys that take care of your yard can address that. But sometimes you need to spray, and you need to repeat it again in about 10 days. But that fungicide should help with that dollar spot. Also, be very careful about any type of herbicide. A month ago, we were in almost 100-degree temperature, and sometimes you can get a little burn if you're spraying that weed killer in weather that's too hot. We talked about that a lot earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be very, very careful with that. So if the boss said it's dollar spot, probably need to treat that, your service should do that. So that would be my take on that. But also, always be careful with zoysia or any of these grasses about spraying in the hot weather. Now, as far as the pH being too low, you might need to put a little bit of lime on that zoysia, about 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and that will help raise that pH, and lime will help raise that pH a little bit, which is what zoysia and St. Augustine enjoy, no doubt about it. So what I would do, Nathan, is talk to the folks who are doing your yard, tell them if it's dollar spot, are they going to spray it, and what are they going to spray it with, and how frequently are they going to spray it, and also will they apply the lime? Because now is the time, let's put it this way, now is a good time to put dolomite lime, to get that pH up just a little bit. The only time it's not good to put that lime on is within 2 weeks of putting fertilizer on. You don't want to get those two on close to each other. They chemically kind of tie each other up. So I think that you've got some strategies here, and I would go after them and see what happens.
Okay, basically what you're describing is pretty much what I heard him say he's going to do. They're going to come out and do a free treatment for those dollar spots. And then they did recommend the lime. So that's perfect. It sounds like everything you're saying is in line with what they are planning on doing. So I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I'm glad to hear it too. I will say this. Having people take care of your yard like that is, once again, a little expensive. But it's not a bad thing to do. I was in that business for a long, long time. And I dealt with fungus, dealt with dollar spot, liming, and all of that. And it's good you've got a company that is responding to you and is going to take care of it. So I think you're in good shape.
All right, great. Thanks. Appreciate the feedback there.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. We got about 20 seconds left till our break.
20 seconds. Okay.
What do you want to cue up?
Well, let's one more thing I'm not going to talk about. Okay? I'm not going to talk about sod webworms anymore. Not this year. Next year, stand by. But winterizer fertilizer. Remember, the ideal time for that was, believe it or not, late August, early September. I always tell people, if you've got it, it wouldn't hurt to put it out. But I think you might be in a position at this point to pass on it. And let's get the fertilizer on in the spring. Because we are getting late into the season, and you just don't want to put it on there if it's not going to work and do what you want it to do. So sod webworms and winterizer, check them off, PJ.
All right, sounds good.
We won't talk about those anymore.
All right, News Radio 92.3.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas power business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority each Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's String Farm, Pensacola's bluegrass house band, playing the greatest all-time hits of bluegrass from the stage and screen. We'll see you this Tuesday for Bands on the Beach at 7 with String Farm. Just remember, no pets or class allowed.
During Cybersecurity Awareness Month, LifeLock wants to give you helpful tips to protect your identity. Using multi-factor authentication can be a line of defense to help protect your personal information. But LifeLock offers comprehensive protection against identity theft. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise, guaranteed or your money back. Protect your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name, Clay, as the promo code. Terms apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Long Hollow Tower issue that directly affects our station because our FM signal, 92.3, is on the top of that tower, and the city's going to take it down. But the good news is that they have promised to help relocate us and several other radio and TV stations that are affected by this decision to another facility that will take care of our needs. Also, Amendment 1 on whether we should have partisan school board races or not. You can listen to those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. The Garden Line is open with Mike Wiggins if you have any questions today. And talking a little bit about taking care of the backyard, the different grasses.
Yeah. I think it's time we have a brief discussion on winter ryegrass. As we get into the cooler temperatures and we get into November, December, you may want to consider winter ryegrass. Winter ryegrass, the most important thing to know about it is that it's an annual. You put it out this time of year, or when it's a little bit cooler, you put it out and it'll come up, be green, and then it'll die in the spring, late spring, when we get into some heat. So that's kind of the schedule of the winter ryegrass. But there are some advantages. The advantages are, well, you've got a green lawn. It's beautiful. They are beautiful. The disadvantage, you got to mow it. PJ, so many of us have taken our lawnmower and, you know, we've still got a little bit of mowing to do in our regular grass.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll put it up here in November and probably won't have to mow anymore. But if you have winter ryegrass, you got to mow it almost as much as you do St. Augustine, Zoysia, et cetera.
We have another question on the text line for you, and actually it fits in nicely with the topic. So it says, with the cooler temps, I'm thinking about winter rye and believe it's still too early. Any thoughts on that? Also, if going to do winter rye, should I stop on treating the weeds?
Very good. Very good point. Let's just go through that. One, I do think it's a little early. I mean, this 40 degree, not 40, but high 40s we're going to have this week. By next week, we could be back up into the 80s again. And I think with ryegrass, you want it to be a lot cooler than that. I would say mid-November would be a good start looking for that. Now, if you're going to put out a pre-emergence weed killer in mid-November, like we talked about, that's like, no, you don't want to do that. Because what does a pre-emergence weed killer do? It keeps the weeds from coming up. It'll keep ryegrass seeds from coming up also. Mm. So you don't want to do that. Now, if you wanted to get out right now and do a little of the post-emergence, like we talked about, just kind of spot treating some of your dollar weed, I think you'd be okay if you're going to wait till mid-November to put out your winter ryegrass. So that's what you need to do. Let me give you a few other hints about that winter ryegrass. One, do not, if you can help it, get that into the flower bed. I've preached that sermon a lot here, and it's true. If you'll use a hand seeder and kind of back up to your flower beds so the seed is going in front of you, that's not a bad way to do it. But, man, you get that ryegrass thick in those flower beds that you've got all these beautiful fall annuals growing and you've got it mulched, then you've got all this grass coming up, and getting rid of it is a chore.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't do it to start with. Be sure you don't get it in the flower bed. And also this, check the date. All grass seeds will have dates on them. Be sure it's this year's winter ryegrass, because if by chance you've come across some that's last year's, your germination percentage is going to be a little bit lower. In other words, not as much of the grass is going to come up if it wasn't fresh seed. So you want to do fresh annual ryegrass. I like to shop local. I like to look at Werner's and Pensacola Seed and Garden, people like that, and because they'll be getting their fresh shipments of ryegrass in. So it's a good grass if you don't mind mowing the grass. But about, I'm trying to think, maybe about 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet should be a good way to put it out. And then water it. Oh, yeah, I meant to say that. That's one of the most important things. Water, water, water. Because I'll tell you what, PJ, you could put ryegrass out there on that asphalt parking lot and put enough water on it, it's going to come up. It's going to come up, I promise you. So water it good, and you'll have a nice green lawn all winter, and go for it.
Mm-hmm. Is that true for other types of seeds that are out there, whether they're plants or whatever, that if you're using older seeds, the germination is lower, chances of it coming up and producing a plant or grass?
It's a lower percentage.
Okay.
I mean, you may get, most of it might come up, but there's no sense spending money on ryegrass if it's old seed.
Yeah.
Now, you probably won't find that in any of our dealers around here, very reputable dealers. You're not going to find that. But it's always a good thing to check to be sure that you're getting current year seed.
And well, sometimes
really, and that really is everything. I don't care if you're buying turnip seed or green beans or whatever you're planting. Be sure you've got good, current, fresh seed. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes homeowners hold on to extra seed from the prior season.
Right,
then they try to put it out the next year.
There's some hints on doing that. I think some people, I want to say, put it in the refrigerator. I'm not sure exactly how to keep old seed fresh. But I always thought it's probably worth the money to go ahead and get new seed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. We have about 20 seconds again till our next break. So
20 seconds. My goodness gracious. back on the limestone,
yeah.
How it is a good time to do that if you haven't fertilized. So your question is, when should I do it? Mm-hmm. Or really, why should I do it? That's a better question. A soil test is going to tell you that. Our friends at Werner Turf has got these soil test kits that are really good. You might check with them. Or if you just don't want to mess with that, every 2 years, maybe every 3 years, just as a rule, go ahead and lime your zoysia and St. Augustine grass. But remember what we said up front about centipede. You know, centipede for dummies. Remember what Daniel said. You don't ever lime your centipede grass. It likes our acid soil.
All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Interstate Fair starts this Thursday for 11 big days with Dollar Day. $1 admission and rides. Free shows by Neil McCoy, Aaron Tippin, Chris Jansen, Easton Corbett, Tristan Harper, Twitty and Lynn, Bluffett, a Jimmy Buffett tribute, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Over 50 giant rides, Midnight Madness, the Sea Lion Splash Show, Livestock Auction, and dozens of free exhibits. Check out daily specials. Get half-price admission tickets and $5 off-ride wristbands in advance only at PensacolaFair.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. The Garden Line is still open with Mike Wiggins, and we're about to go into a lightning round of some various topics we didn't get to today.
Just a few things. Just we've talked about them before, but sometimes it helps them to kind of repeat some of these things. Mulching our flower beds and mulching our landscaping, especially with, I'll say, the danger of tropical weather, any hard rain, it keeps all that soil from getting into the stormwater system. I, of course, prefer pine straw. I think it looks great. It packs, you put it in real thick, almost 8 to 10 inches, and it'll pack down with the first rain or as you water that bed. So pine straw is good. I really like cypress mulch. Has a good look to it. It's a natural mulch. And it too, will kind of hold the land, if you will, from getting out into the street, into the gutters, and eventually into our waterways. So mulching is important. Pine bark nuggets are good. Sometimes they wash when we get rain. I think they really look good. And if you can kind of keep that under control, pine bark nuggets are good. But I do consider your mulching. One other thing, on your trees that you've planted, you want to keep the mulch over, let's say, 6 to 8 inches off the trunk of the tree. When you plant it, you've planted it a little shallow, and you want to keep that mulch away so the roots can have all the environment that they need to thrive. Mm-hmm. No question about it. On your pruning, be kind of careful on your pruning your shrubs. Now, as we get into fall and Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we have all these folks coming over to the house, you want it to look really neat and clean and really landscaped. But don't do it so heavy this time of year, because as we've said before, it can promote new growth. We got new growth, we get a freeze, we get damage on the new growth. Just kind of give your plants a nice haircut. Even your azaleas, where you've got azaleas that are already set buds for next year, maybe you want to give them a little haircut to even them up. You may be cutting off a little bit of color, but you won't miss much. And I want to thank Dan and Nathan for our calls today. We appreciate it, and look forward to next week.